You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And I'm very pleased this evening to have in the studio with me a man that is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Public Affairs of the Mystic Aquarium. Now, there's something that you probably weren't expecting to hear on Conducting Conversations on the Classical Station, but Peter Glancoff is here. And welcome, Peter. Glad to have you with us tonight.
It's great to be here, Mike.
And we're going to find out a lot of things about the Mystic Aquarium and listen to some music that Peter has brought with him. He has a very interesting background in the world of classical music. And maybe even some music that was made at the aquarium itself, which is kind of an interesting story. But we'll save that for a few minutes. And Peter, let's get to you. I understand that you have been with the Mystic Aquarium now and in your position for what, about 4 or 5 years, 3 years?
Actually, it's just about over two years.
2 years, mm-hmm. Okay. But been in the Mystic area for a while. So
right.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, and how did you get started in all this?
Well, if you knew me better, you'd know that there was no short version of this.
Okay.
And you'd be thankful not to know that. But the fact is that I have been in the Mystic area for 13 years and came from New York, was actually recruited to come work at Mystic Seaport, which, oh, as many of your listeners know, is the country's leading maritime museum. And I spent about 10 years at Mystic Seaport, and then in a very unusual move for Southern New England, made a jump way down the street, 1 mile down the street, and began work at Mystic Aquarium.
And so you went to Mystic Aquarium, and you're a New York guy, as they say, right?
Yeah, I'm a New York guy.
All right. And well, welcome to New England. We're glad to have you here. And Mystic Seaport and Mystic Aquarium is definitely one of the most interesting areas. Now, are they connected as such? I think a lot of our audience sometimes think of that as one big conglomerate, perhaps. Is that true?
Well, actually, no. They're two separate 501c3 nonprofit cultural institutions, and they're not linked organizationally that way. But in recent years, they have worked together collaboratively on a whole bunch of initiatives. And realizing that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, Mystic being the kind of world-renowned destination that it is, to have the two cornerstone cultural institutions working together has proven to be a very, very positive thing.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to find out some interesting things about the aquarium side of it mostly today, and find out the things that are going on there and so forth. First of all, why would they have selected you to come into the station today and represent the aquarium as far as, other than your title, what is your background as far as classical music is concerned?
Well, yeah, when I heard that that you were open to, you know, having a session, I talked to our people and said, you know, well, CRI, classical radio is something that I listen to all the time. And the reason for that is that I grew up in a classical music environment. I studied the violin from the age of 10. I should probably be honest on the air, shouldn't I?
Well, you can be,
yeah,
but nobody's watching.
And say that I don't play as much as I would like to, but up until very recently, I was involved in chamber music and continued to play. I have two violins. They sit in a cedar closet now. They haven't been touched for a while, but I certainly intend to get back to them. But in any case, classical music is in my blood. I love it, and it's
started at the age of 10, you said.
Yes, I did. Actually, you know, back then, 140 years ago, when I started the violin, I'm not really 150.
No,
Mike, you're not
for those
laughing,
of you at
you're
home,
supposed
if,
to be.
Right.
If,
those of you at home that aren't, that, he's not really 150.
I'm really
years
not
old.
140 or 150. But back then, actually, starting at 10 was the conventional wisdom. Well, that's nice and early. But kids today start at 2
sure,
and
yeah.
3 and, you know, thereabouts. But 10 was considered fairly early where I grew up. And I was fortunate to study with a great master, teacher, and violinist and composer, Boris Kutzen. And then a few years later, I studied with Max Goberman, who had an unfortunate demise. He was in Vienna recording all the works of Vivaldi. And for those of your listeners who know what that means, that was a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
He got well into it, but unfortunately didn't have enough time
to complete
his work. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Well, actually, I think this is a great segue because you told me off the air about a piece that you were playing when you were very young, and we found a recording of that piece. Why don't you tell us about that? We'll listen to it and then find out more about the aquarium.
I think you might have Heifetz or somebody else playing it. I want your listeners to be sure to know that that is not...
It's not you.
It is not I.
Right.
But it's a wonderful little piece, and in fact, it was a piece that I played at my very first violin recital at the age of 11.
Peter, that was a beautiful piece of music. Tell us the title of that.
That's a little piece called, it's a rondino, composed by Fritz Kreisler, who was one of the great violinists and teachers of his time, and he also wrote quite a bit for the violin.
So you would say that's kind of like a beginning piece, right?
It is. It's a sweet, short, sort of cream puff kind of piece that for anybody who knows violin would consider that a really great standard.
All right, great. Well, now tell us a little bit more about the aquarium and something that is called the Sea Research Foundation. What is the Sea Research Foundation?
Well, actually, Sea Research Foundation is the name of the parent organization. As we say in the biz, the 501c3, the nonprofit entity that operates the Mystic Aquarium. It also operates the Institute for Exploration, which is the home of Dr. Robert Ballard, who most of your listeners probably
sure.
know. Dr. Ballard works with us in the Institute for Exploration context. He also has at Mystic Aquarium, on the campus of Mystic Aquarium, is the only place where Dr. Ballard exhibits his deep sea discoveries. And so it's called Challenge of the Deep. Mm-hmm. It's part of the, when you buy your ticket, you gain access to Challenge of the Deep as well. And in that exhibit, you see many of Dr. Ballard's greatest achievements, not the least of which, of course, is the discovery of the Titanic.
Sure, that would be certainly a key piece.
Right.
And tell us now about, as far as the aquarium is concerned, you mentioned that it's the aquarium is a part of that foundation. There are other parts?
That's right. Well, there's actually three main operating divisions of Sea Research Foundation. One is, of course, the aquarium, Mystic Aquarium, Institute for Exploration that I just mentioned. And the third entity is called Immersion Learning. And Immersion Learning is our distance learning program. And basically what it involves is the transmission of content. That content can be anything from actual expeditions that Dr. Ballard is on in all four corners of the world, or I should say in any one of the seven seas. And those programs are broadcast through, I don't know if you'd say broadcast, I guess you'd say narrowcast, through Internet 2 technology into other museums, aquariums, classrooms. But most of the venues for this distance learning is to middle school children in after-school programs around the country. These are through Boys and Girls Clubs.
Okay.
And so these after-school programs largely are targeted to what we call at-risk youth. Mm-hmm. These are kids who, perhaps are borderline in terms of their academics, in terms of where they're going in their lives. And the hope and the philosophy of Dr. Ballard and those of us at Sea Research Foundation, the hope is that these young people will be touched by science and technology and learning about the natural world. And the hope is that they will become interested enough to really pursue studies and careers in science and technology.
And about how many people are affected by this program, roughly?
These programs reach something over 500,000 young people across the country.
500,000?
500,000, yes.
Wow.
The bulk of them are through Boys and Girls Clubs, but also in other venues as well that are part of our network.
That's terrific. Well, we'll find out more about some more programs. But first, we want to get back to the music. And you brought another piece with you that you wanted us to listen to today that was a great example, a Mozart piece, correct?
Yes, that's right.
With Itzhak Perlman is going to be playing on this. So this is, he's a good friend of yours?
A very good friend of mine. I do know. I went to music camp with his wife, but we won't get into that.
Really?
I was 15, so we can't speak about it. But
okay.
the point of it is that this piece is Mozart Symphony Concertante. It fast forward from my first performance of the Fritz Kreisler Rondino at age 11. This is at age 18, upon graduating from high school, a good friend of mine who's now a cardiologist and I played this, the first movement of this, with our chamber orchestra in high school. So it's a great piece of music, and it was a lot of fun when I think of it.
All right. So this, again, is not you playing, but the piece that you played.
Itzhak, do your best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, as I mentioned to the audience earlier, we have some surprises coming up after the break, but we're going to save that. We're going to intrigue them with the fact that some of the people, that's not correct. Well, it's maybe some of the people.
Well, some of the people are underwater, but we can't get into that right now.
But actually, some of the other underwater creatures are going to sing for us later in the program or vocalize. But so you'll have to come back after the break to hear about that. But right now, tell us about the aquarium and what people might expect if they go there.
Well, you know, Mystic Aquarium is quite renowned around the world. It's absolutely unique, as I had said earlier, because of the presence of Dr. Robert Ballard. But as an aquarium, as a standalone aquarium, it's quite unique, too. We're one of the very few places in the Northeast. In fact, we're the only place in the Northeast that features beluga whales, which we'll be talking about a little more later. But we also are quite unique as an indoor and outdoor facility. We have following our major expansion about a decade ago, we now feature expansive indoor exhibits, coral reef heads, stingrays, sharks, things of that nature. And as well outside, we have in covered areas as well as open areas, we have our penguin exhibit. And we have a wonderful new pavilion that features marine mammals. Hmm. And we built this actually, we had 10 animals from the Shedd Aquarium that were with us for about 9 months. They've gone back to Chicago, but we had 7 belugas and 4 Pacific white-sided dolphins. And in order to show the Pacific white-sided dolphins, we opened up an area that had previously been sort of off exhibit. Mm-hmm. It's now on exhibit, and through the generosity of Gurdon and Kathy Waddles, we built the Gurdon and Kathy Waddles Marine Mammal Observatory,
right,
which is not enclosed but sheltered mm-hmm. Exhibit area, and we've just received 3 juvenile California sea lions who are now in the place where the dolphins were. And they're actually, I have to say this, it's probably politically incorrect, but they're a lot more fun to watch than the dolphins were, if you could believe that.
Yeah, you don't want to offend any dolphins. And those juvenile guys.
They're so juvenile. Okay. And that's what makes them great.
Well, great. Let's listen to another piece of music here as we go out for the break, and then come back and we'll find out about how people can become members of the Mystic Aquarium and all of some other interesting things that are going on, as well as the promised vocalizations we'll have for you. But right now we're going to go to a piece of music that you brought with us, and tell us why you selected this piece to play for us today.
Well, if you start with a rondino and you end up with a late Beethoven quartet, you've covered the universe of classical music, in my opinion. Well, you probably haven't covered the universe, but you covered a good chunk of it. And this string quartet, number 13 in B-flat major, is perhaps Beethoven's crowning work. He wrote it at the end of his life. It has been configured and reconfigured with various additions and subtractions of movements and switches of movements. But this is the quartet with the Grosse Fugue in it. It's an absolutely magnificent piece of music. It's complex. It verges on modernity. It's got contrasts of every kind in terms of loud, soft, mm-hmm. fast, slow, a complexity. And this happens to be a wonderful recording, as you'll see. But it's certainly one of my favorite pieces of music. It represents the culmination of achievement for anybody who appreciates chamber music.
Well, great. We will listen to about first half of that, and then we'll listen to the second half, since it's a little bit lengthy, later on in the program. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're having a great evening discussing Mystic Aquarium with Peter Glankoff, who is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Public Affairs. And Peter, I guess my next question would be, tell us about how people can get information easily. Obviously, a website would be great, I would think.
Sure. Well, I think the website is sort of does it all now. Certainly, your first stop ought to be mysticaquarium.org. That's our website. It's a great website, and it will give you all the factual information you might want to know about one of the world's leading aquariums, and it gives you background on the animals, shows the exhibits, and all that important information.
Great. And then that will lead you to what, another perhaps website that might even have more information, right?
Well, as we were saying earlier, Mike, Mystic Seaport and Mystic Aquarium have collaborated on a shared website, and it's for a person who's really planning to come to the area. And I know, you know, a lot of people are thinking now about what am I going to do this summer or fall or spring or winter. And the best place to go for that, I think, is if you Google Mystic, the very first website to come up is the shared website that we've created. It's mystic.org. There you'll see everything that Mystic has to offer. But importantly, we provide something we call the Mystic Sea Pass, which you can purchase online. It contains a ticket to Mystic Seaport, a ticket to Mystic Aquarium, and discounts at hotels, importantly, restaurants, just as importantly, sleep, eat, that's important.
Right, right.
And of course, for those of us who like to shop, which is most of us, discounts at many of the area retail stores as well. So the Mystic Sea Pass is the way to go if you're coming to Mystic, if you're going to stay for more than a day. And it's a great value. You get there's a promotional T-shirt and a free soda that comes along with it.
All
I really
right.
sound like a tout now, don't I? But it's a great deal, a great value, and something that shows a unified and interesting Mystic. We use the tagline "See Everything," S-E-A Everything, because between Mystic Seaport and Mystic Aquarium, you really will see everything.
Well, that's great. And for those of you that are listening on air, as we say, to the radio station, then I'm sure all of you know where Mystic, Connecticut is. But if you happen to be listening on the World Wide Web and you're just listening to this show going, where the heck are they talking about? It's Mystic is with a Y, Mystic, when you look it up, M-Y. As far as not MIS, but MYS. And Mystic, Connecticut, that area where both the seaport and the aquarium are located, are a great, great destination. So if you're listening and you happen to be in California looking for a place to go, this would be a great trip, right, Peter?
Yes. In fact, this week I'm going to meet with some representatives of a province in China. And they're very interested in coming to Mystic. So all of our listeners in China, we welcome you. We'll hope to see you soon in Mystic, as well as to our friends around the world.
Now, some people might think we were joking, but...
But I'm serious.
But we are serious. We do have listeners all over the world that listen to this show and the station worldwide. So no matter where you are in the world, if you check that website out, get some information. We even throw in a free tour of WCRI if you come to the area. Maybe we can work that out. But let's get back to something that we promised earlier. This is something I'm looking forward to. You have some special guest artists that you're going to play for us now.
Well, we do. Shall I give away this?
I think you have to.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that, in fact, sort of our iconic animal, if you will, is a beluga whale. These whales are found in different parts of the world. They're found in the St. Lawrence Seaway. They're found in the Pacific Northwest, in Alaska, and in fact, we are as much a public venue. We're also a research organization, And Dr. Tracy Romano, who's our head of zoological operations and research, is conducting research on the North Slope of Alaska on these animals with the Inupiat, the native people up there as well, who actually harvest these creatures. But we go up there for scientific studies, and we're monitoring their movements and their biology. And as I said before, we're one of the few institutions that actually exhibit these animals. We have three of them that are under human care at Mystic Aquarium, and they are known as the canaries of the sea. Most of your listeners know that that marine mammals do a variety of vocalizations. These animals have very elaborate communication. And I've brought some, our folks have actually recorded some of these sounds. And some of them are rather, I don't know, sort of ordinary. But if you listen carefully, you'll see the incredible variety. Not as much variety as Beethoven, perhaps, but close.
All right, we'll listen to a few sounds from the whales and be back with more. Peter, I hope no one has tuned in the middle of the show tonight and just heard that, because they'd be very confused about now, I think.
Well, they might think that there's some kind of security or military exercise going on, or that the station is not broadcasting.
But there is quite a difference between some of the sounds, where the low tones and the high tones, and have researchers developed any kind of feel for what are they trying to communicate, or am I asking a stupid question and they already know that?
Well, the belugas know.
The belugas know, yes, I'm sure, but I mean, do we know?
Well, there has been a lot of study in marine mammal communication, both mm-hmm. dolphins and right. belugas. In fact, at Mystic Aquarium, our trainers work very closely with these animals and train a number of behaviors. In fact, we're probably among the most advanced in this work with beluga whales. The animals will produce vocalizations on command, various vocalizations, different kinds of vocalizations. We can elicit, this recording that you have has something like 20 different vocalizations on it, and there are many more than those. Mm-hmm. And we can actually ask the animal to make a certain kind of vocalization, and it will. The animals use them, obviously, for communicating right. At sea and in waterways, and they go from everything from "here I am," I guess at Twitter, they do the Twitter thing.
Okay, they were ahead of us.
Yeah, exactly, of course. And you know, art imitates nature after all. But "here I am," or "food is here," mm-hmm.
Or danger, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So right, yeah. So these are actually fairly complex. And, you know, it's interesting how we human beings study nature to figure out how we can make our own lives better.
That's right. That's right. Well, speaking of making our own lives better, that's kind of a nice segue into the second part of the Beethoven piece that you brought along for us. And so let's listen to that now. Then we'll take another short break and be back with more information about Mystic Aquarium. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening finding out about Mystic Aquarium and listening to the sounds of beluga whales and sounds of Beethoven and Mozart mixed in with it. And Peter, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about, you have some big events coming up in just next week or so.
Well, we do. In fact, we have this great evening. It's a kind of an informal cocktail hour. We call it Cocktails with the Whales. And in fact, we have one coming up there Thursday evenings, this Thursday, June 25th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There's a nominal $5 admission charge, which goes to the operation of Mystic Aquarium and Institute for Exploration. And you can also order hors d'oeuvres and things like that. But it's a beautiful setting inside our Pelle-designed Ocean Planet Pavilion. We have tables set up. There's live music. And you also have the live music of the beluga whales, too, that are nearby. So it's a wonderful evening with the whales. We feature the belugatini martini, which is a secret mixture of Curacao and vodka, and gourmet appetizers and so forth are available through our Ocean Blue Catering. I should mention here, since we're in the plugging mode,
sure,
that we have a fabulous catering operation that we own and operate. It's called Ocean Blue Catering, and we do events from spring through fall and also into the winter. We do events almost every night. We do everything from weddings and rehearsal parties to corporate affairs. Nothing can be better than a beautifully catered event.
Now, you're talking about off-site? In other words...
No, it's actually at the aquarium.
Everything is at the aquarium.
We have many people who like to get married in front of the glass window that separates the belugas from the people. And that's our Arctic Coast exhibit where the belugas are, and it's a magnificent setting for weddings.
So someone, if wanted to have a nice party or a wedding, or like you say, or an anniversary party, anything like that, they can just contact your catering staff and
absolutely
set up a date?
Absolutely. You can contact, you go on the website and contact events. You can speak to Donna Chanette, who's one of the folks in charge of that, and you'll be surprised by the extraordinary kind of setting we can provide and the great service.
Great. And now other events that are going on there. You mentioned earlier you had some juveniles coming in. You have new babies all the time.
Well, actually, we do. We are part of the species survival program for South African penguins, and we breed chicks. We just had a chick graduate a couple of weeks ago. It's, in fact, you know, you can't tell a penguin's sex until a certain point. You absolutely can't determine it until they're feathered in. But it turned out, I believe this one was a female, and she went for her first swim about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was great to watch in our penguin exhibit. But I also wanted to mention that in addition to the 25th of June, this coming week. We also do Cocktails with the Whales on July 16th and August 20th.
Okay.
Make a note of that for folks who are maybe further afield and will be coming to Mystic.
Sure.
To make a note in their calendars that July 16th and August 20th will also be doing that. But you mentioned young animals and juveniles.
Right.
And I did want to mention that, yes, we have three new baby. Well, they are new because they're juveniles. California sea lions that are in the new Marine Mammal Observatory area. And we're going to be holding a naming contest.
Aha.
So this is always a lot of fun for young and old alike, and naming contests are extremely popular. We're not having just one naming contest. We're going to have naming contests for all three. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully all of your listeners will participate. There will be a web feature where you can go in and look at the contest. It's not up quite yet, but it should be shortly.
All right.
And you can go in and register your name.
Well, let's go to a piece of music now that you've selected for us. And tell us why you brought this piece. Just something you like?
Well, this is part of this magnificent string quartet in B-flat major, number 13, opus 130. And this is the Cavatina Adagio movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... as I said, Beethoven wrote this toward the end of his life and considered this melody to be one of the most, one of his favorite melodies. It's quite subtle. It's very beautiful. It's very romantic. And I think your listeners will enjoy it.
Peter, I want to thank you for bringing beautiful music to us and the sounds of the whales, which was great to hear. Thank you very much for doing that. And we would just want to clarify one little thing that we talked about, your cocktail party. There is a slight restriction to that, right?
Yes, in countries that are more open-minded, perhaps, there's no age limits, but you must be 21 to attend cocktails with the belugas in the great state of Connecticut.
All right, so 21. And then in September, you have another big event coming up.
Well, we do. And, you know, I have to say this, that that Sea Research Foundation has its annual fundraiser at Mystic Aquarium and Institute for Exploration in September. And this year is September 26th. I can't say that mentioning it is a come one, come all, because it's a very limited, I would say it's limited, we have limited capacity.
Right.
And it's a very sort of high tone event. Mm-hmm. It is our major fundraiser, but it's something, if you have any corporate CEOs out there who really want to get involved in conservation and saving our oceans, because our mission is inspiring people to care about our ocean planet. So for any of those who want to really support what we're doing around locally and around the world, by all means, join us.
All right. And
Ocean again, Commotion, it's called.
Ocean Commotion. And any information about joining and becoming a member of the aquarium and all of the information about the events that we've talked about is available online at
mysticaquarium.org, www.mysticaquarium.org. I should say, Mike, that, you know, whether you live in New England or not, membership is really the basic building block of support for an organization like Sea Research Foundation and its Mystic Aquarium that's so engaged in a diversity of ways in conserving our ocean planet. So membership is really, you know, if you don't want to make a lifetime bequest of $30 million, which we would take, we'd be very happy to welcome you into our family for that.
I was thinking about that.
I know you were, and I'm going to work on you after the program is over.
Right.
But if you just want to lend your support in any way that you can, membership is certainly the best way to do that.
All right, great. Well, once again, thank you for being with us today and bringing us this information about the aquarium. Hopefully we can do it again. This was fun. on, and we'll have maybe some sounds of other of your tenants, if you will, in the future. And we have one piece of music left. Tell us about that.
Well, this is actually a short movement in this in this string quartet number 13. I believe we're going to play the Alla Danza Tedesca. It's an allegro assai. It's a short piece, and it'll end the show in a really upbeat way.
All right, great. See you next week.
Thanks.
On Conducting Conversations. Good night, Peter.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.